This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
30 years a long life? I don't think so. I think more like 150. That ought to be fairly long. I don't know. If when I get there, if that's not good enough, then I'll go along a little further. But I might be tired talking about 150. I don't know. Of course, you can't tell. At 150, I may be dancing up here, both feet jumping up and down, you know. Good grief, you know. Let's the Lord is our strength. It says here, you will enjoy a long life in the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors and to you, their dependents, a land flowing with milk and honey. A land flowing with milk and honey. Now, you notice he didn't say a land flowing with milk and sugar. He said milk and honey. That's why at the Ministry Center, we buy these big five-pound bottles of honey. We sweeten our tea with honey. We our coffee. I mean, those that drink coffee. We sweeten our cereal. Everything we sweeten has to be sweetened. We sweeten it with honey and not sugar. Because I've learned that sugar's not good for you. Sugar, your body doesn't do much with white sugar. So if you're consuming a lot of white sugar, you need to really think about what you're doing. It's really affecting your body. So the Lord says, I will send you a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land you're about to enter and occupy is not like the land of Egypt from which you came, where you planted your seed and dug out irrigation ditches with your foot as in a vegetable garden. I am in Deuteronomy 11, verse 8, 9, and 10. Deuteronomy 11. Am I not in the right place? Huh? Is that what yours says? Okay. Deuteronomy 11. I will start at verse 8, and then I'm on verse 11. In verse 11, it says, it is a land of hills and valleys with plenty of rain. A land that the Lord your God cares for. He watches over it day after day throughout the year. If, verse 13 says, if you carefully obey all the commands, if you carefully obey all the commands I'm giving you today, and if you love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul. Now that's a pretty stiff requirement for a lot of people. You love Him with all your heart and with all your soul. I mean, if you don't love Him with all your heart and soul, these things won't work for you. You've got to learn to love God with all your heart and your soul. You've got to put the King first. I mean, I kind of laugh at myself and at people when I give this example, because I tell this to so many people, and you probably heard it so many times you're tired of hearing it. But loving someone with all your heart and all your soul is kind of like a man and a woman when they get married. They think they love each other so much, you know, that they just can't be away from each other. So they get married and they go on a honeymoon and they're gone 1 week or 2 weeks and they're together 24/7. And they come back at the end of the week, and the guy says, oh, by the way, honey, I'm going to work today, and I have two of my old girlfriends on the list, so I'm going to spend Monday and Tuesday with Susie and Wednesday and Thursday with Janie, and I'll be back home Friday and Saturday to see you. Yeah, she says, sure, you're going to. Mm-hmm. She ain't going to be there when you come back, guy. I never seen a woman yet that would share her husband with two other women. Have you? No. And that's the way we do God. I mean, we come in and we make Jesus Lord of our life. We go to church on Sunday. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're out there in the world. We're lying, stealing, cheating. We're running around. We're doing all kinds of things. We don't read the Word. We may be really doing good. We may be working, maybe building buildings. We may be an engineer just like I was. Or whatever you do for a living. You may be an honest person. You may be doing everything, but you don't think about Jesus Monday morning when you wake up. All you think about is job. And you get home that night and you're tired. And all you want to do is sit down with a meal and watch TV. You know, you want to watch your talk shows or your whatever. And you do that Monday through Saturday. And then Sunday morning you wake up and think, oh my gosh, it's Sunday morning again. It's time to go to church. Oh, I hope I can drag myself out of here. I'm so tired. Yeah, you lived with the world 6 days. You live out there with that whore 6 days. And now you think you're going to come back and do something good with God and He's going to bless you. Forget it. Amen. Ain't going to do it. You're going to have to spend 7 days with Him. If you spend 7 days with Him, then He'll bless your socks off. When you ask Him for something, He'll give you anything you ask Him for. But you can't live out in the world with that prostitute 6 days and then come only expecting Him to do something wonderful for you on Sunday. It will not work. Because He says He won't. Verse 13, if you carefully obey all the commands I'm giving you today, if you carefully do that, and if you love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, and if you worship Him. Uh-oh. If you worship Him. What does that mean? Lord, I worship You. I don't hold that too high. I'm afraid somebody will see me. Give me a break. You need to get like Dave Rosenfeld. Whenever Dave got healed, I can just walk in the room and say, Jesus. He throws up both hands and praise the King. It don't make no difference who's there. I mean, when you got a miracle healing like Dave got from the Lord, it makes no difference who's there, where you're at. I mean, when somebody says Jesus, all that does is trigger him, and he throws both hands up and says, praise the King. When a man's been sick 40 years of his life, and now then he's totally, completely free, it's easy to praise the King. Easy to praise the King. Just like me and my granddaughter. I mean to tell you, still when she walks into the presence out there, I just can't. You have no idea what goes on in my heart when my granddaughter still, when she comes running in the room and jumps up on me. What goes on in my flesh? I just tingle all over thinking about God, what He did for that little girl. Only He could have done it. But with God, what's impossible? Nothing. Now then, if we worship Him and praise Him under the new covenant, just like under the old covenant, He promises to bless us with all this stuff. Under the new covenant, it supersedes all of this. But again, He still loves this same stuff. You got to worship Me. You got to be obedient. You got to do what I'm saying. Then He says, He will, after He talks about, then He will send the rain and they'll prosper in verse 13 and 14 and 15 in their season. So your harvest and your grains and your grapes and your wine and your olives for your oil. He will give you lush pasture land for your cattle to graze in, and you yourselves will have plenty to eat. Well, obviously there's something not going on right in America. Everywhere you and I look today in America, I mean, just like Elaine was talking about a while ago, her husband, Bo. I mean, here he is off in another part of the world writing up all these reports about all the devastation and the thousands of houses. In fact, Cheryl's daughter, Christy, her husband, Eric, he had to go down to Florida, and I think and he's an insurance adjuster, and there is like 3 million units that need adjusting after that last Hurricane Wilma came through. If God says we're obedient, He'll bless us and our lands and our houses and everything, there must be something going on. Does the tornadoes and the hurricanes in Florida and all up and down the Gulf Coast and all the way over to Houston and the dry... Did you know we're about 10 or 12 inches behind on rain right now in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex? Do you know the crops this year? One of the men that comes to this church said he has tried everything. He has prayed. He said, I've never had a time when I couldn't fast and pray and call a rain in on my land. But he said the other day, he said, if it don't rain, well, they've planted all their winter oats and everything. But he said, if it don't rain within the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to have to buy $50,000 worth of hay for my cattle. Isn't that something? What's wrong? Sin, that's what's wrong. The church is what's wrong. We're not serving God. In fact, we went by this morning and a man came over. We were talking to him. He said, wonder how many of your people you're going to lose today to the race. I said, I don't know. I don't know. But all I know is when Cheryl and I left the house this morning and come down 407, we got to 35W and it's 5 or 6 miles from there to the racetrack. And all lanes of 35, as far as I could see, the Denton was dead stop already. Going to the races. That's only from one direction. And so then we come down 407, it was cars. We went down 377, it was cars. Then we turned down 1171, and it was solid cars halfway back to Louisville. They're all going to that racetrack. And there ain't going to be no worshiping and praising of the King going on out there this afternoon. Those people going out there to see cars and somebody tear up a car and maybe somebody get killed. That's what they're going out there to see. I told her, I said, when I was a young, dumb kid, I'd give everything I had to go see one of them things. Now I got one in my backyard. I want to stay as far away from it as I can. Every time they have one, I can't get nowhere, Keith. You know, I have to go around the world, you know. We couldn't even come down the road, 114. They got it blocked off because of the race. You can't go under 114 or on 35 and come on 114 left. They won't even let you turn there. Amazing. All because of sin is where we're at. Today in verse 26 of Deuteronomy 11, verse 26, he said, "Today I'm giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse." You know, he's still doing that today. I'm giving you the choice. The king has never changed his mind. Today I am giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse. You will be blessed if you obey and the commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today, and you will receive a curse if you reject the commands of the Lord your God. That's about as clear as you can get, isn't it? If you don't obey. Wow. Let me read something to do in Deuteronomy 21. I read this last night when he was talking about obeying, and I thought, this is absolutely astounding. If you were to do this today, most people would absolutely go nuts. But this is written in the Word of God in Deuteronomy 21. I want you to see what God thinks about disobedience. In Deuteronomy 21, verse 18. Now, I realize this is the NLT, but it's just as clear in the King James. All these scriptures out of the NLT. I pulled everything I did today. I had all those scriptures. I read them all in all those translations, but I thought these are so clear. I'm going to use the NLT for everything in this particular teaching. Deuteronomy 21:18 says, "Suppose a man has a stubborn, rebellious son who will not obey his father or mother." Do you know anybody like that? You know anybody, even in the church, that's got a stubborn, rebellious son or a daughter that does not obey mother and daddy? Well, let me show you what God says about this. He says, even though they discipline him. Okay, they have tried. Now, lots of mothers and fathers today do not discipline their children. Let me tell you, if you're a mother and a daddy, if you're a grandmother and a granddaddy, if those children are disobedient and don't do what you tell them, you better get that switch out to that little backside and let them have a few licks.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.